remember him reading at breakfast?
I certainly do, and especially when we were going to high school and trying to make it at a certain time, we had to wait till Daddy was finished reading before we could leave. And though we said we got there in time to open the door, sometimes we almost were late. And I remember a definite time when we had Joe put salt into the sugar can, and Catherine was making cocoa, and she put in about five spoonfuls of salt, which she thought was sugar. And we all made faces at breakfast that morning. Daddy told us to eat it anyway. It was a good to drink it anyway. It was a good penance. So we all survived except Donner. She had hers taken away from her because she was going to the convent.
Can you remember getting Jimmy in trouble?
Yes, one time, I don't remember exactly how old I was. I think it was sort of considered Daddy's pet by the rest of the family. I told Daddy that Jimmy had done something. I don't remember exactly what it was. And Daddy took Jimmy upstairs, and I can still remember him scolding him and sounded like he was almost beating him. And I remember how petrified I was and how awful I felt at the fact that I had made Daddy angry and the worst that I had gotten Jimmy into trouble. So when Daddy was finished with him, I went in to apologize to Jimmy, but he wasn't in any state to accept the apology at that time. I also remember at other times being asked by the family to get nickels from Daddy when they wouldn't ask him. And I used to ask him for 3 or 4 nickels a day for a copy book. I used to think he must have thought of it. I ate them.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Father Jim and Joe were painting the kitchen, I think it was, and John, and they had an argument up over the table. They were up on... That's homemade. They were up on homemade scaffolding and decided to have a fight. And Mother was out at the time, and they came down off the scaffolding, began running around the house with this yellow can of paint and their brushes full with paint, slapping it back and forth at each other. And they came into the parlor, and we rarely came into the parlor for any occasion except the state occasion. And Mother had just had the chairs done over. And I can still see Jimmy sitting in the big chair, and Joe ran over and hit him over the head with the yellow paint, and it got all over Jimmy's hair and all over the chair. And just at that point, Mother came in. And needless to say, that was the end of the argument, and they both were punished and sent to bed without supper. And I think Daddy had a little more to say when he came home. Pushing, falling asleep.
Any incidents in car rides?
Every time we went in the car, I remember saying the rosary, either in French or Latin, and sometimes in English, and also that it was Daddy's form of putting us to sleep, at least he said it was.
How about the trips to visit me and Frank in the novitiate? Did you make any of them?
I think I made one, and that was, I don't remember too much about it because it was very small. But I knew we had to come back the same night.
It was tiresome, wasn't it?
I think it was tiresome for Mother and Daddy, but not for us. We enjoyed ourselves because we slept on the way home and they had to stay awake and watch the roads.
Do you remember going down to the hospital to see Dad when he was sick?
The only time I remember Daddy really being sick, and I was a postulant, and he was at St. Joseph's Hospital. He had his spine tapped, and the result was that he was partially blind, as I guess it's sort of as Mother is now. And I was granted the great privilege of going to see him as a postulant because he was so sick. And I remember Daddy saying to me that you can't pray when you're sick. You really can't pray, and that the crucifix was there in front of him on the wall, and he could see it from his bed. But he said he just wasn't able to pray. He was too sick. And he, at that time, it was right before that time, that he had given up smoking. And he said that he wouldn't go back to it if he got better. And we all made a novena to Our Lady of Lourdes. I know those at home did, and we did at the convent, that he would recover. And he did shortly after the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I don't remember Daddy ever being sick at any other time, except sometimes when he has a few pains from his arthritis, but he never let you know that. You just guess it. And I think, though Daddy makes fun at the time of your illness and the time of Mother's illness, and makes us think it's a joke, I think he really does feel it and that it bothers him. But he's a man of such faith that he wouldn't let us see that, and tells us to offer it all up.
Got any Christmas memories?
Yes, each year at Christmas time I can recall the family Christmas. And I think it's something that gave me the true spirit of Christmas. Christmas Eve, when we would gather before the crib and sing the carols, and afterwards when we'd have a visit from Santa Claus. And those sisters still laugh at me today when I say I believed in Santa Claus. I was in eighth grade. I did, and I think it was due to the fact that the family was so large, and because Daddy and Mother were such perfect Santa Clauses that they didn't let us find out anything. And then the next, after Christmas morning, the biggest thing for all of us was Holy Mass and Holy Communion, and that was due to the influence of Daddy and Mother, because they made us realize there was nothing more important on that day than Mass and Holy Communion. And then I can remember breakfast, after breakfast, coming into opening our stockings and waiting for Daddy to get finished all his ham and eggs. I used to think he ate 10 or 12 of them because he took so long. And we would walk up the stairs to the second floor and line up according to ages. And Daddy would always, I always remember Daddy having a baby in his arms, whether it was Paul, Anne, or Rosemary, I don't know. And he was the one that unlatched the string that took us into the sitting room. And I used to marvel and wonder how the boys got in there before we did, because they were at the end of the line when we started. I still don't know how they got in there. How did you get in there? You must have climbed through a window. And the train's going around, and I can remember going to Mother and Daddy with each thing we had and never thinking that they had seen it before, and what a fuss they would make as each one of us went to them, despite the fact that they probably had seen everything 5 or 10 times before that and wished they hadn't had to see them again, just that they could get some rest.
Do you remember Dad coming down to Sea Isle?
And the weekends were something special in Sea Isle. And not only did we make sure that we went to Mass and did everything we were supposed to do, but we eagerly looked forward to Daddy coming on Friday night, and he always bought lollipops or some candy, and Friday night he took us up to the hobby horses, if nothing had happened during the week. I can remember having to write to Daddy, each one of us, during the week sometime, and he would bring the letters back on Saturday night corrected.
What was the surprise party Mother had for you?
It was a farewell party before I came to the convent. Mother had arranged to have several of the girls here, and they gave me a bouquet of money because they didn't know what else to give me. They weren't sure what I needed, and it was a total surprise. Mother had gone out with me that day to sign up at the convent, and on the way back we stopped at an ice cream parlor, and she bought me a fudge sundae because she knew that was something that I especially liked. And she kept me out extra long, and each time I'd ask about going home, she said, well, we'd go soon, and Aunt Madeline was driving us, and I couldn't figure out why we weren't going to be home in time for supper. But when I finally arrived, I knew why, because she had planned this surprise party, and it really was a total surprise. It was such a surprise that I fainted. I think it's the first time I did, and I hope it's the last time.
And what happened at the party?
It was a dinner party. The girls had stayed for dinner, and afterwards I showed them some of the things that I had in the trunk, some things that I would show them. I tried on my pasta and dresses for them. And out of the girls that were there, 5 others of those girls were entering that year, which I didn't know about at the time, and later on 3 others entered.
I made it.
Well, we better be going, I think.
All right. We take out.